Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you have downloaded us from. Thank you for doing that. We're brought to you, as usual, by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, as well as DiRescue. Three things you should go to their website. The first two have randomized controlled trials showing how beneficial they are in specific cases, like if you take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug or aspirin, which aspirin is one of those, or something like ibuprofen, they protect your gut. The other sponsor, LongevityPlaybook.com. Sign up for the free newsletter at LongevityPlaybook.com. The stories this week. Well, poor physical function leads to higher fracture risk for women, even if they have increased bone mineral density. Coffee dementia link continues to have mixed messages at over 4 cups a day. 1990 to 2018 saw the global rise in sugar-sweetened beverage consumption. Greater belly and arm fat raises the risk of Parkinson's and related diseases, and the risk of liver failure relates to both general and abdominal obesity. Chronic pain patients' mental health needs often go untreated and unrecognized, and one of the common things for women is that cystitis, that is an infection of the bladder, often leads to recurrent urinary tract infections, and that is a major problem for women. But my lead story today is something interesting a patient presented, and I'm going to go over this a little slower to make sure I don't miss it. So the patient is a wonderful human being of about 77 years of age who has never really been drunk in his life until recently. And even without drinking, he went into a drunken rage, attacked a neighbor, and in fact tried to assault a neighbor when in a drunken rage. They took him to the emergency room where his blood alcohol level was 0.35, very high. Remember, 0.10, 0.08 to 0.12 is considered drunk for driving in many states. So this is a really high level. They just said to the wife who brought him there after a tussle, and the police helped bring him there, that he must be drinking, but he wasn't. So she called me. I wasn't his medical professional prior to this. And in thinking about it, I came up with the idea that maybe he has yeast in his gut. He had been treated with an antibiotic prior to this. And I said, well, maybe the antibiotic wiped out the bacteria, allowed yeast to propagate in his gut, and the yeast turned his carbohydrates, just like they do sugar in a beer manufacturing plant, into a alcoholic brew. And I thought this was brilliant work on my part. We decided to put him on a low carbohydrate diet. He stopped having drunkenness. And when I looked this up in the literature, to my surprise, it's a well-known syndrome, auto brewery syndrome. And that's exactly what happens. Often antibiotics will wipe out your normal bacteria and you need a probiotic. Sometimes you need an antifungal. Sometimes you can't get better, but you have to go on a very, very low carbohydrate diet so you don't have any sugar that the yeast turn into alcohol. So auto brewery syndrome, is it good? No, because what it does, and what I found out is some of us have it at a low level all the time, is it presents too much alcohol consistently to the liver, and the liver develops cirrhosis as if you were drunk and drinking all the time. So auto-brewery syndrome, not good, and we'll see what happens. We've just started the patient on the antifungal drug nystatin. So let's go to the medical stories. I just thought that was such an interesting story, I couldn't resist. Poor physical functioning. So if you can't do a lot of physical function, walking, get up out of a chair without using your hands, etc., even if you have very good mineral density in your bone and are diabetic, you have a greater chance of having a fracture. The key is stay physically active your whole life. It's one of the keys for living successfully, is to stay physically active. The next story is on coffee and dementia. And this was two articles back to back, one of which showed, and they both showed one thing in common, up to 4 drinks of black coffee or of tea a day decreased the risk of dementia. Coffee was stronger effect than, in fact, was the tea. I don't know whether we have as good data on the tea, but it turned out that 2 cups of coffee a day, 28% lower risk of dementia over 7 years compared to drinking less than 1 cup a day. 4 cups a day, a 38% reduction in dementia over the 7-year period. Both data, that's very similar to other data in the literature, a large amount of data now, and it's very similar to the other study. The difference was this study, the first study, the more coffee you drank, the lower your risk of decreased cognitive function over time. Whereas in the other study, once you got more than 4 cups a day, you started to increase that risk from the 4 cup level from a 38% decline to about a 25% decline. So a little contradiction on what more than 4 cups a day. Remember, coffee you want without additives, no sugar, no creamer, etc., no milker. And you want to get it through a filtered, that is filtered through paper, so you get rid of the compound that raises LDL cholesterol. Another study, this one's disappointing, a 23% rise in sugar-sweetened beverages worldwide from 1990 to 2018. Next week, I'll tell you a disturbing story about that in my family. That is, my cousin is kind of my antithesis. She started with the Got Milk campaign in California. California Milk Board moved to the Wisconsin Milk Board. I guess I'm telling you the story now. The Wisconsin National Milk Board, where she had the Got Milk campaign. My kids got 7-foot Raquel Welsh and a 7-foot Patrick Ewing over their beds for that, with a famous milk mustache on it. She then went to the Edelman, the publicity group, and they came up with Pork the Other White Meat. It isn't another white meat. Now, why am I telling you the story now? Well, then she became the chief knowledge officer, the highest woman at this time at Coca-Cola, selling sugar-sweetened beverages around the world. And in fact, she did retire in 2019, but I guess from 1990 to 2018, when she was there, there was it just corresponds to the same era, 23% increase in sugar-sweetened beverages around the world. Horrible, but I had to live with it. So she retired, thank God, so she is no longer my antithesis. Greater belly and greater arm fat increase Parkinson's risk. I think I've mentioned this. How strong is the risk with fat? It's about a 15% increase in risk of Parkinson's disease. So not huge, but a contributory. On the other hand, in another study that both central obesity and abdominal, that is abdominal obesity and general obesity, increase by as much as ninefold the risk for metabolically associated systemic liver disease, steatorrheic liver disease. So major increase in liver disease from central and from general obesity and from, if you will, abdominal obesity. And abdominal obesity alone, a threefold increase. General obesity alone, a sevenfold increase. The two together, a 9.5-fold increase in steatorrheic liver disease. This is something where the GLP, Wegovy, Zepbound, Mounjaro, and Ozempic are really very beneficial in helping people control hunger and control this disease. And that disease, coupled with the obesity, increases your risk of dementia about fivefold. So important. How do you protect your knee from arthritis? Strengthen the muscles above and below the knee. Strengthen your leg muscles is the way. And one of the other supplements we recommend, and you can get it at iHerb as well, is the avocado soybean unsaponifiable. Very effective. You go to drtheos.com to find that. Another story that was important this week is the story about women and cystitis. That is, if you have a inflammation in your bladder, you often is followed by a urinary tract infection, which needs antibiotic treatment. So cut down on inflammation by seeing your gynecologist and talking to her about that. Key stories again. If you're drunk all the time, think of autobrewery syndrome. That is, and you go on a low-carbohydrate diet, avoid antibiotics and oral antibiotics, and you might have to take an antifungal medicine as well as a probiotic to reinstitute. Coffee, get at least 4 cups of black coffee a day to help you avoid not only type 2 diabetes, but help you avoid dementia and Parkinson's disease. And with that, get rid of that abdominal and general obesity to get rid of metabolically associated liver disease. And if you know someone who's a chronic pain patient, make sure they're also getting their mental health addressed. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual. This is 1216A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week. And we're brought to you by LifesFirstNaturals.com, makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue, D-I-A-R-E-S with a Q, Dye Rescue. Very good if you're taking one of the GLP drugs when you change doses or if you have some of the GI side effects from it. This seems to be an answer. But in randomized double-blind trials, Bovine Colostrum and their Truebiotics both have a real role to play in almost everyone's armamentarium over the age of 50. We'll be back next week. And by the way, if you have a question about migraines or think about migraines or wonder what they are or have anything relating to them, tune in last week's guest, 1215B. Thanks again. See you next week.